Akiyama coming up in just over 2 months. How are you getting ready for the fight?
Well, it's still very early days yet. I mean, the fight's still 11 weeks away. You know, Akiyama's a tough opponent. I've got a lot of respect for him. He's beat some very, very good, durable guys. And I'm expecting a tough Akiyama. So every single time I'll train to the absolute best of my ability. As I'm getting more experience, I'm learning to listen to my body a little bit more and actually reduce the volume of the training. I used to train all the time. I ended up overtraining, so this time I'll train hard but smart.
You've both been in UFC a couple of years now. Is that something you've learned from that, just the pacing of things now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I said, I'm 11 weeks out now. I'm in the gym, I'm training, but I'm taking it easy at the moment. Whereas, you know, a couple of years ago, at this point now, I'd be training 3 times a day. You know, and then 2-3 weeks out from the fight, you're burnt out, you're going to the fight massively overtrained. So that's something I've learned with experience.
Coming up this weekend, obviously, a massive fight in the middleweight division as well, something I imagine you're going to be very interested in. What's your thoughts on the Anderson Sonnen build-up especially?
I think Chael Sonnen's off his head, basically. The guy is seriously delusional. I keep hearing him saying that he's never been beat off a middleweight fighter and he's never lost a round and all these types of things, when he's got a good number of losses on his record. Yeah. Most recently, Damian Maia submitted him, so there's one contradiction to his argument. Well, he seems to think he's going to walk straight through Anderson Silva. People have said that before, and it doesn't really kind of go to plan. I think, if I was to give a prediction, I think that Sonnen's going to get a takedown, hold him down there for a little bit, and Silva's either going to submit him, because I think he's prone to being submitted. He's been submitted quite a few times in his career, Sonnen. Or Silva will get back to his feet and light him up and knock him out.
How important is it that Silva has a good fight this weekend? Because obviously everything that happened in Abu Dhabi and all the controversy that came off the back of that. And so is it important he's a good fight this
weekend? He's definitely, you know, he hasn't been doing his reputation any favours. His fighting skill is, you know, almost second to none. You know, he's an incredible fighter and I have a lot of respect for him. But his antics and the way he's fought the last couple of times aren't winning him any fans, they're losing him fans. And obviously Dana White said, you know, he has to go out there this time and perform and fight. You know, it's one thing turning up and being defensive. He has to go out there and fight.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think with the way Sonnen's been going on, I think he's going to give him plenty of reason to go out there and fight.
Hell of a lot easier to be motivated.
No, exactly.
Looking back over 2010 so far, with obviously yourself fighting and Ross has come into the main event now, and we've seen Dan obviously headline Paul Bailey. Whatever happened there, but was in a prime position. We've seen John Hathaway coming through now. Are we in a golden age for British fighters?
I wouldn't say it's a golden age. I'd say right now it's a great age. I think it's just going to get better and better. I think, you know, the golden age is yet to come. I mean, there still hasn't been a UFC champion. You know, I think one day, hopefully, we'll have multiple UFC champions. But yeah, I mean, as of right now, this is as good as it's ever been for UFC English fighters or UK fighters. But it's just going to get better and better. There's more and more gyms opening. There's more talent. The more widespread the sport becomes, more people are getting attracted to it. Kids are getting involved. You know, 10 years from now, you know, the standard of the fighters is going to be unbelievable.
Have you noticed the standard improving?
Massively. I was only thinking this the other day. I was watching some of the guys who were fighting this weekend show in Liverpool, and they were fighting, and I was thinking, man, it's like the first or second, you know, fight, and I was thinking, the level of guys I was fighting, I mean, they were tough guys, but the technical level of the fighters now, just getting into it, is a lot higher at an earlier stage. You know, back then, people used to brawl a lot. You know, now people really know what they're doing. Because there's mixed martial arts gyms around everywhere, there's many jiu-jitsu black belts and wrestling coaches, and they aspire to be in the UFC. Back then, you know, we didn't really know where we were going. We just, you know, we wanted to be fighters and whatever.
Sure. The UFC is talking about having a lot more shows in the UK next year as well. Hopefully, one in Scotland, one of them, Liverpool as well. Is that going to make a big difference as well? People will be able to see it's more visibility in the UK. It'll attract more people to the sport.
Absolutely, you know, I think the video game does that, the Ultimate Fighter does that, having live events up and down the country, of course that's going to attract more and more people. You know, there's nothing like going to a live event. It's one of the best experiences, you know, on a night out you can possibly have, in my opinion. And I still get excited. I've fought in about 13 UFC events, you know, 13, 14, I think. And just going to an event now, I still, you know, get tingles and whatever, you know. So, yeah, it'll be incredible for the growth of the sport.
And for your own personal ambitions, obviously Akiyama in October, beyond that is your long-term plan?
Well, my long-term plan is to get the belt. I feel I'm coming into my own now as a fighter. I think I'm going to beat Akiyama quite convincingly. As I said, I think he's a great opponent. I feel now, you know, I've made my mistakes, I've learnt from them, and, you know, I've got the experience in the octagon. I'm used to dealing with the big names and things like that, you know, so I'm not getting caught up in the moment anymore. I want to beat Akiyama. I think maybe one more win and that should get me a title shot, you know. So my aim is next year, I want the belt.
Is there anyone after Akiyama you've got your eyes on?
Not really, just all the top guys out there. I mean, there's Chael Sonnen, he's fighting for the belt. There's Nate Marquardt, Alan Belcher. Any of those guys, the top guys that are out there,